Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. We're going to be talking about mindfulness because it's often touted as a way to reduce stress, and mindfulness has come up a lot. Have you heard of this term? But what does it mean to a person of faith? I'm so excited to welcome you to a new year and fresh faith. That's our series, Renewing Your Mind, Reducing Stress Using Scripture-Based Mindfulness. That is our topic. I'm excited to talk about this topic because it will help empower you to experience more peace and joy. Now, how do we create a new rhythm? It's important to know that God is with us as we create our new rhythms for the new year. It's important to start small. So I want to come right out today to start our time together with Zechariah 4:10. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. That small beginning may be a spark of inspiration God's planted on your heart. I don't want you to put it to the side or bat it away. Don't compare yourself with someone else or something else you see, and then put away that beautiful seed of an idea God's planted in you. Don't compare it, or even the year that was you last year, or the pre-pandemic you. Start with where you're at, because that is where God's loving presence is. He is with you right where you're at. I'm Bonnie Gray, and I'm the author of Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. It has become the number one best hit. Last year when it released, it's an ECP bestseller in devotional meditation. And it's my passion to help empower you with what has helped me to heal from anxiety and panic attacks and depression at an earlier chapter of my life. So pick up a copy if you haven't done so to spark some new ideas and inspiration in your soul care wellness this year. Well, one of the things that I like to do as a child, it's a joy that we can pause together, that I can share this story with you. I'm going to share a short story, give you a practical soul care tip based on scientific research, your emotions, and we'll end with a prayer. I'm going to send you off your day more empowered, or rest more deeply into your evening with a softer resting point. Well, when we come back, we will begin with our breath prayer.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A breath prayer is a wonderful way to help us to practice biblical mindfulness. It's a way that we can be reassured of God's loving voice and His promises in a world that's very chaotic. But God's peace will fill our hearts as we pause to listen to God's promises in Scripture. God reassures us, "Rest in my shelter. I will be your shade." We're going to breathe in Psalm 119, 14. "You are my shelter and my shield. I put my hope in your word." Let's inhale. "You are my shelter and my shield." Exhale. "I put my hope in your word." Inhale. "You are my shelter and my shield. Exhale, I put my hope in your word. No matter how loud the demands of the day get or the noise of the evening clamor, we are loved and accepted. That place is within each of us, that spiritual inner place of spiritual intimacy with God. It's your heart. It's my heart. I love listening to the window pane with the raindrops. God is our shade and shelter. It reminds us of that comfy feeling we get when we're safe, cuddled up inside. It's one of the things I love to do as a child, just listening to the rain and watching the raindrops as they hit the window pane. God's word is like that, a shelter that gives us hope. So one of the things I want to do with this New Year series is to plant God's promises and to shine a light on the words he's given us that he's placed on your heart this year. One of the things I was referring to in the word mindfulness has been touted as an important way to de-stress. When something sad, stressful, or hurtful happens, many of us look for ways to distract ourselves from feeling the pain or discomfort. And it might seem counterintuitive, but actually the way to slow down and pay very close attention is called mindfulness. It's a way to reduce stress. 40 years ago, in the University of Massachusetts, in their medical center, there was a man named Jon Kabat-Zinn. He began a practice of teaching patients in chronic pain how to meditate. He found when patients could practice meditation and mindfulness, they were able to practice breathing and they had better health outcomes. Now, I want to add and inject an important part of our faith is that when we are mindful about where we are at with God, as we're feeling our emotions and how our body feels, we are not alone. The amazing peace comes to us because God is with us. That is the difference, because when we practice biblical mindfulness, we are reminding ourselves of God's loving presence and his promises. When we're stressed out by our worries or distracted by the new things we want to start, but we start feeling discouragement or we have setbacks, it's easy to feel pressure on ourselves and feel like it's all on us. We become very negative about ourselves. I want to inject some important verses to help us become more mindful of God's presence. What is biblical mindfulness? Biblical mindfulness is the practice of becoming more fully aware of the present moment with God, non-judgmentally and more completely letting go of dwelling on past regrets, mistakes or failures, or worries about the future. Biblical mindfulness frees us to live in the now and tend to yourself with God's unconditional love and care for you. The practice of mindfulness and meditation for us as people of faith is enhanced as you notice your breathing and you use your breath as prayer, as a reminder of God's peaceful presence, and we use it to meditate on God's loving word. And immediately, it's like breathing in oxygen for our soul. We restore calm to our body and emotions. With each breath, you renew your spirit with God's love and you activate your body's breath response. Because it is God's word that gives us hope. Living in this rushing world that pushes us to be better and do things faster, we can feel like living in the noise of not enough. Our life can become a treadmill of constant activity, striving to make our place in the world. But God's loving voice, Jesus, is so different. Jesus says, "Come to me, those who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, rest for your soul." So it can be a very easy trap to fall into not feeling enough. They say by the end of January, people have already given up on their new year and resolutions. But as you know, we are going towards a new direction, We want to follow Jesus on a new path he's opening up for you and me. So I want to ask you today, where is your mind right now? Where are your thoughts being drawn to? What is causing you to feel stress? Let's return back to God's word, just like that shelter of a willow tree that I love to enjoy as a little girl. I would just go, and when it was a hot summer day, I would just lie under the willow tree and allow the breeze, just the arms of the willow tree kind of soothing me as a cool breeze came by. And that's like God's word. And so if you're wondering how to encourage your heart, I want to share these words with you from Psalms and let it be an opportunity to just breathe. Before we do, I want to welcome you to join me in Soul Care School, because this is exactly what we're going to be doing. I want to guide you to enjoy focusing on God's love as we start off a new year. This new Soul Care School is called Breathe Joy with Jesus, Creating Happy Wellness Habits with God's Promises. As we step into new year, I want to invite you to join Soul Care School, because we're going to focus on a powerful God's promise each week, guiding you to experience transformation and practice new simple soul care in four areas of your life. You'll be able to learn how to boost your wellness in your emotional wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, and social wellness. So sign up at mysoulcareschool.com. Again, just go to mysoulcareschool.com and you'll receive a weekly video teaching on a new topic of stress and how you can restore calm to break free from that stress. You'll also have a live weekly soul care coaching with me, where women can share their stories and celebrate their aha moments. And in that weekly video, you'll enjoy a Bible study with a Bible study guide, so you can focus on God's promise each week. I want to teach you the life-giving soul care practices I've learned over 11 years healing from anxiety and stress in four areas of wellness. I want to help you find your joy. So these are practical tips, simple, it's very nurturing, and it'll help set you on a new start grounded in God's loving voice. Remember to sign up at mysoulcareschool.com. We start on January 17th, and it's right at the third week when we often feel fatigued, and I want to help renew you to find joy and learn new ways to lower stress and spark new ways to experience God's peace and joy. Well, let's practice breathing into God's word and allow yourself to be mindful that God is with you wherever you're listening, whether you're walking or driving or sitting quietly. I want you to imagine Jesus with you, next to you, because he is right there by your side. So as I read this passage, just breathe in and breathe out each phrase of God's word and see which word or phrase touches your heart. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. When my heart is faint, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower. Let me take shelter in the shadow of your wings. These passages are from Psalm 121, verses 1 to 6, and Psalm 61, 2 to 4. We have a shelter that the world doesn't have. When we become mindful, we practice our breathing with Scripture. We use it as a prompt to remind ourselves that God is with us this very moment. What is God saying to you as you imagine Jesus next to you? What would Jesus say to you right now?
Ooh. what impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
One of the soul care practices that I'd like to give you today that I've been using, that I've been encouraging my children to use since they were very little, who are now teenagers, is the meditative prayer practice of using your imagination. Richard Foster calls meditative prayer an opportunity to experience Scripture. Quote, meditation on Scripture centers on personalizing the passage. We come to God with our mind and heart. And the simplest way to meditate is through imagination. We enter the story and make it our own to hear, see, and touch the biblical narrative. What is the verse that God has placed on your heart this year? I've asked you in our previous episodes to take time to listen for your one word for the year. Is there a promise that God has given you that He wants to invite you to personalize? One of the things I always ask my children to do and myself as we pick a scripture is to use your imagination. Imagine Jesus with you. I just read and guided us through the verses about the mountains, looking up at the mountains. When was the last time you were in the mountains? Think back now to this beautiful time where you were in the midst of mountains and you felt God's peacefulness. Just take a moment now. Research shows, related to our soul care practice, that when we think happy thoughts, it improves our mental health and it benefits our physical health as well. Just as your body tenses and your mind feels frazzled with worries when you focus on your problems, your mind also calms and your body relaxes when you redirect your attention to pleasant thoughts and memories. A University of Cambridge study discovered cortisol stress levels and depression lowered when participants were asked to recall a happy thought or memory, recalling it using their imagination. The competitive memory theory, I want to share this with you, is very powerful, describes how each person has access. You and I have access to both positive and negative experiences and thoughts. These pathways in our brain to negative and positive feelings can grow weaker or stronger depending on which one we activate more. So when we practice mindfulness, reliving our positive thoughts and memories in moments of stress, turning them to God's word, or using the imagery in scripture, our brain will fire up those positive patterns and we create a new pattern rather than allowing our brains to fire up negative thought patterns. It weakens the negative thought pattern. So when you choose to focus on one of those positive thoughts on a breath prayer or on a soul care tip that I share with you, your emotions and your body will reap the benefits of activating the relaxation response. It's so important to be present to God and His word and His goodness to you in those moments of stress. It acts like as a shield, makes you more resilient to stress. God doesn't want us to ignore our stress, but we can respond to stress. And so that's why I'm just so passionate about soul care and guiding you to practice soul care here in our podcast and inviting you to Soul Care School, because that is how we can practice Romans 12. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's the key verse about biblical mindfulness. We want to renew our minds. When we create new patterns of thinking, renew our mind, we become transformed. And the word for transform is metamorphosis. We become changed. And renewing our mind, the root word means change of heart and life. It's a renovation. So we want to put feet to faith. So friend, how does it feel to know that Jesus is right there next to you. Once my son had twisted his ankle and we had to make different plans for our vacation. And one of the things Josh had asked me, he was a teenager, why isn't God answering my prayers? Why isn't he helping my ankle to heal? Because he was missing soccer practice and it was one of his greatest joy. And I asked him, think back on a time where you were playing soccer and you felt that joy. Josh closed his eyes and he said, yeah, I remember the first game of the season and I made a goal. I said, Josh, I want you to imagine Jesus there with you as you think back on that memory on the field making a goal. And what words come to your mind? And Josh said, my cup runneth over, came to my mind. That verse just popped in my mind. Those of you who are familiar with this passage, you know it's from Psalm 23. When we say, the Lord is my shepherd, you spread a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil and my cup runneth over. Now, we had talked about that verse some long time ago, but it was having God's love language and just storing those words in our hearts so that one day the Holy Spirit can use it to speak to us. So I want to encourage you, whatever words that God's been touching in your heart, really treasure those words. It may not seem like it has any direct correlation to any prayers you might be praying right now, yet when we bring our thoughts back to those good things, we experience God's presence. So remember, we're just planting our seeds. Last time in our episode, I talked about creating new rhythms, and it starts small. That's how habits start to form. It's like planting small little seeds, and that Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a merchant who finds a field and he sells everything so he can buy that field, because in that one big field, there's a treasure that's buried. And that treasure is you, friend. So I want to ask again, what is it that you can do to nurture yourself so that you can treasure what God has created you? Your heart may not feel God's peace at the moment when you're facing stress, but it just means you need to take action to take better care of yourself and not to feel bad about it, but to give yourself permission to take better care of you. One of the soul care practices that I'd like to ask you to enjoy is a one-word prayer that we practiced in our breath prayer, that you are my shelter and my shield. I put my hope in your word. That's that word. I want you to just hold in your heart and return to it. Breathe in, breathe out to practice that breath prayer. Well, one practical tip I want to give you, our soul care tip, taking a fruit break. I want to encourage you to eat more fruit. I chose this one because I'm doing that as well. It's easy to remind our kids to eat fruit, but we sometimes put ourselves last on the list and we forget about ourselves. So what's some fruit that you like? I want you to get it. Is it strawberries? Is it blueberries? At the end of the day, it's so easy to forget. But study shows whenever we eat fruit, it helps us to even sleep better. Associate professor of nutritional medicine at Columbia University found that, quote, eating a diet containing plenty of fruits and vegetables was associated with better quality of sleep. Isn't that interesting? I think when your body feels good, it's going to be more restful and can function better. So friend, remember that you're worth caring for in this new year, and you're worthy of joy because you are God's beloved daughter. Let's pray now. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are our shelter. Thank you that we always have the refuge in coming to you just as we are, and you offer us your love, your loving word, and your promises. Give us time today to rest and to choose joy with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friend, I want to invite you again to join me in Soul Care School to breathe joy with Jesus. That's our course. You can find the detailed weekly schedule of the topics we'll tackle, the stressors and the solutions. Just go to mysoulcareschool.com. Go to mysoulcareschool.com so you can check out the schedule and sign up, friend. I cannot wait to encourage you. There's a wonderful community of like-minded women of faith. You'll read some testimonials of women that I've guided towards. We had over 240 people last fall quarter. And let's start the new year fresh with God's promises. And let's spark joy together with practical tips and Bible studies. Remember that you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.